Good morning. It's Friday, July 30th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Several cooling centers are now open around the Portland metro area. TriMet is also waiving fares for riders headed to cooling centers. Oregon Governor Kate Brown also declaring an emergency for 23 counties to ensure resources are available to respond to heat-related incidents. We have a list of cooling centers and resources available on coin.com. While the temps were mild, crews were able to gain some ground against the wildfires burning across the state. But with this heat on the way, officials tell us they need to be careful. Right now, the Elbow Creek fire is about 50% contained, burning 23,000 acres. The Jack Fire near Umpqua National Forest is 61% contained, and the Bootleg Fire in Southern Oregon is about 53% contained, burning a massive 413,000 acres. Oregon State Police now investigating the officer-involved shooting in Kaiser. Police say the suspect stole a car and led them on a chase. During that chase, police say the suspect hit and killed a pedestrian crossing the road. The suspect eventually surrendered and was taken to the hospital. Six officers have been placed on leave per police protocol. This is a developing story, and we will update you as soon as we learn new information. All students and staff at Oregon schools will be required to wear masks for the start of the school year, even if they're vaccinated. Governor Brown announcing the change after previously saying that mask requirements would be up to the school districts. No one under the age of 12 can currently get vaccinated. President Biden announced new COVID-19 requirements for millions of federal workers. They can either get vaccinated or face weekly testing with masking and social distancing rules. The CDC is now warning that infections from the Delta variant are just as contagious as chickenpox, and that symptoms are likely more severe than the original strain of the coronavirus. The federal eviction moratorium expires tomorrow. President Biden saying he's extended his executive power as far as he can on the issue. He's now asking Congress to take action as COVID cases rise once again. Several states have safeguards in place for renters during this transition. And for more information on protections in Oregon and Washington, just head to coin.com. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on your Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Talk to you Monday.